And yes. Then there was always an enormous, well, we used to call them fish kettles, but they weren't always fish kettles. Enormous thing, that was the stock pot. And that was always, well, I mean, you changed them, you cleaned them, you had fresh ones, but there was always this enormous stock pot on the hob, and that was always just on the bubble. Otherwise, see, if it went off the bubble, it would go sour. We always had to watch that. That was supposed to be very good. Then it would take two of us to take it out, to turn it up and drain it off, you see, you know, get rid of that, and then put a clean one on and start fresh. Because there were always lots of bits and pieces, yes. Obviously.
How often was stock made then? Was it
all the time you were making stock? Yes. Because it was the basis of all your sauces, except sweet sauces. It was the basis of everything, you see, and soup. In the winter, they like nice soup and casseroles with dumplings and all the nice things like that, you know. I would have everything ready for breakfast. I did staff breakfasts, and Miss Holmes, the cook herself, did the dining room breakfast, you see, but I did all the staff breakfasts. And then, of course, there was the still room in those days. It was Mrs. Jeffrey and one other girl was always in doing the herbs and lavender and things like that. And those, and they often, I think Mrs. Jeffrey used to do the jellies when she was jelly when she was younger, but not as she got older. And then you spent the morning simply cooking. There were lunch for all the staff, you see, and then the teas you got ready, and all the cleaning up had to be done, and then masses of potatoes to be peeled, which Mrs. Hodder mostly came and did, and the other girl that was in there.